Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Let's see. I'm going to send this, I believe this podcast loaded already. Man, I can't believe it did. It just finished the 10:30 mark 5 minutes ago, and now it's on the website. So, Cliff Tolini, chairman of the board of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, our beef farmer. I just tuned in. What happened in Presque Isle County? Well, you're going to have to listen to it. So I sent you the podcast. Hopefully that's the correct one. Dated March 6, Hour 2, Segment 1. So I'm pretty sure that's it. So check it out. Research done by Pat in Akiak Township, Presque Isle County. Bottom line, qualified voter files has 110% of its adult population registered to vote. Based on the number of children per the U.S. Census from 2020, the total population, the number of kids, you guys got a problem in your qualified voter files, and your new clerk, Darren Darga, needs to work with the township clerks to clean those files up before next year's 2026 election. Pure and simple, that's how it is. So, one of the main things that we're looking at in Lansing is the budget in these various committees and things that are leading into the conversation. One of the somewhat interesting part of this is panels and their discussions regarding education. The governor is pushing for the largest per pupil dollar amount in the history of our state, $10,000 per pupil. Well, the other problem that they're dealing with is shortage of teachers. The House Education and Workforce Committee took up an education package yesterday that waives teacher licenses, license renewal fees for teachers, requirements that teachers' preparation programs in math and science to be approved by a content area expert, and allows local school districts to administer local teaching certificates. House Bills 4150, 51, 52, and 53 all moved out of the committee. The even number bills, 4150 and 4152, are now being reported to the floor. And the other two bills have been referred to the House Rules Committee. Well, Democrat State Representative Regina Weiss of Oak Park brought up that the House Fiscal Agency analysis for the bills show that the Michigan Department of Education is expected to receive $8 million in revenue from the certification fees. Well, the bill sponsor, Republican Mark Tisdale of Rochester, said he's not intending to backfill that funding, meaning they're eliminating the fees. Well, that's just going to be lost revenue. One of the bills, 4151, that was referred to the House Rules Committee, would allow a teacher who passed a subject area on the Michigan test for teacher certifications to receive the endorsement to teach the subject without further testing. The other bill, 4152, requires the Michigan Department of Education by 2027 only approve teacher prep programs in math and science as long as they were developed in partnership with a professor that specializes in that specific content area. State Representative Democrat Matt Kolodzar Plymouth said not including a definition for the content expert would leave a lot of vagueness in the law if it was passed and signed by the governor. The last bill, House Bill 4153, sponsored by Nancy DeBoer, Republican of Holland, would allow school districts to be able to issue local teaching certificates to individuals that have received at least a 3.0 GPA in their underlying degree for up to 5 years, at which point the individual would have to obtain a certificate through the Michigan Department of Education. The bill has a sunset provision of July 1st of 2035 and aims to address critical teacher shortages by making it easier to get teachers into our Michigan classrooms. So basically, they want to ease the requirements to be a teacher in the state of Michigan. Why? Because they failed to address the major reasons why people are leaving the state of Michigan, teachers included. They refused to deal with the cost of living. They refused to deal with the cost of car insurance, electricity, crappy roads, state taxes, property taxes. It's completely out of control. But instead of fixing the real problems with the state, they want to lower the requirements to be a teacher. So dumbing down, basically, the teachers that are teaching our children. That's basically what this does. You cannot fix stupid. Sorry. This is unbelievable that I'm even looking at Republican bill sponsors on these bills. Instead of fixing the real problems that's driving people away from the state, they'd rather dumb down the teaching requirements. Got it. Yep. Okay. Man, we need a new governor. We need new senators. We need new state reps. We have got to turn this around, people. Previously, last year, with the trifecta in place, they dumbed down the requirements for graduation to the next level. Got rid of the third grade reading requirements. That in by the third grade, if you cannot read, you do not get promoted to the fourth grade. Republicans put that in place under Rick Snyder when he was governor, when they had control of the House and the Senate. What did the Democrats do? They repealed it. Now you're in third grade, you don't know how to read, no problem. Welcome to the fourth grade. This is just another example of absolute incompetency in our government. You don't fix the problem, you put a Band-Aid on it. Eases the requirements to become a teacher. I when I saw this story, I'm like, I can't believe this. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. But yep, totally, absolutely true. Now the bills go forward to the House for a vote. Let's see if the Republicans vote for it. If I was a Republican state rep or state senator, I'd be a no on these. Absolutely not. Fix the problems first. Do not tell me that we have got to lower our standards for teachers to teach our children in the state of Michigan. Absolutely do not tell me that. Meanwhile, others are still complaining about Donald Trump's talking about getting rid of certain federal programs. States not being able to get the money based on projects they want to do. Well, one of them directly affects the state of Michigan. President Donald Trump asked Congress to get rid of the CHIPS Act, the $52 billion subsidy program the governor's office had hoped would be used to lure Western Digital Technologies to build a massive microchip project in Mundy Township. During the State of the Union-like speech, Trump mentioned Taiwan Semiconductor announced a $165 billion investment to build microchips in the United States without any incentives. Well, looking at the Democrats, he said, "Your CHIPS Act is horrible. It's a horrible thing. We give hundreds of billions of dollars away, and it doesn't mean a thing. We don't have to give them money. We just want to protect our businesses, our people, and they will come if they have to pay tariffs unless they build it in America. You should get rid of the CHIPS Act. Whatever's left over, Mr. Speaker, you could use it to reduce the debt or for any other reason you see fit," Trump said. The comments caught the Whitmer administration off guard. They have been working with the Trump White House, and we have more on this story. We'll wrap it up. Final segment of our number two. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Just to finish off this short story from Lansing. During the President Joe Biden era, the CHIPS program set aside $32.54 billion in grant money and $5.5 billion in loans to 32 companies across 48 projects in 23 states. But January 22nd, just 2 days after Donald Trump took office, Donald Trump signed an executive order freezing all spending on federal funding projects, giving them time to look at these projects to determine whether or not they should continue funding them. Well, in his speech the other night, Donald Trump said, get rid of the CHIPS Act. A total of $52 billion in subsidies, one of which Governor Gretchen Whitmer was wanting to tap into for a semiconductor plant in Mundy Township. Well, when the comments caught the Whitmer administration off guard, because they had been working with Trump in the White House to keep what was called Project Grit. This was the project for this semiconductor plant. They did it with the help of the Republican new House Speaker, Matt Hall. Why? Because he would need to sign off on the state incentives if it was to be included in the package. It's a requirement as part of the grant request. Both the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, would have to sign off. Well, since Trump took office, through the regular stream of projects coming from the CHIPS office, those have all been shut down, paused temporarily. 2 days ago, according to Bloomberg News, they reported that Trump's White House has eliminated two-fifths of the CHIPS office staffing in Washington. He's gotten rid of 40% of their staff. If additionally, the seed money for the proposed Mundy Township plant goes away, Speaker Hall told the press that the legislature would not be kicking in any funding to make up the difference. whatever amount that ends up being. Hall said that doesn't mean a semiconductor manufacturer still would not choose Michigan to set up shop. I understand that they want to get the best deal they can, but that doesn't assume that if they don't get the money, they won't come, said Hall. The new House chair of the House Corporate Subsidies and State Investment Subcommittee, State Representative Steve Cara, was of the same mindset. If the business wants to move to Michigan, he's looking to create a business-friendly environment with fewer regulations to help make that happen. If the CHIPS Act were to die, you're not going to shed a tear over that? Mirror's reporter asked. Well, that's something that would not offend me, so the answer would be no. Well, the Democrats obviously have a different opinion. State Representative Jasper Martis of Flushing, a Democrat, was of a different mindset. He said people in his community barely remember or never experienced a time when Genesee County has thrived. Their only experience has been decline, disinvestment, and disappointment. That's why this Monday Township project was going to be such a big deal for them. He feels that if the CHIP Act goes away and the deal never materializes, Genesee County will never get a second chance. I would forgive the current administration's betrayal of my community or members of the previous administration for failing to avert this catastrophe. Well, sorry, Jasper, but I got news for you. Genesee County has a lot more problems than getting federal grant money from Washington, D.C. for a semiconductor plant. Your local government is so absolutely out of control in your budgeting, your spending, your taxes. You've got so many problems in Genesee County, one plant would not solve that problem. It's about time you people start electing the right people to run your county. And to talking with the Genesee County Republicans, current leadership you guys are, you may as well be Democrats. I have never seen such dysfunctional county Republican Party in my life. You establishment rhinos need to go. You need to get new government leaders in that county if you want to fix it. But one handout project from Washington, D.C. is not going to be a catastrophe. Sorry, Jasper, totally disagree with you. Fix your county government, start making some right decisions, and you'll start growing that county again. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals, from annual shots to complicated bone and soft